This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
There are needs on this team. By bringing him back, it's a $7 million extension for 2025. Yeah. Very affordable. It can be backup swing money on line if you need it to, but what it does is it gives you flexibility this year to not have to take a tackle up front because they do have, or in the first round, I should say, because they do have needs. And if a game-changing receiver is there, and Debo may not be there in 2025, that is a huge flexibility to have somebody like that there. The money he's making does not prohibit the 49ers from getting another tackle. So they can still draft a tackle the first round if they want to, or sign a tackle or do whatever they want to do, kick him inside to guard, which he's played before, or just use him as a swing tackle. So he can just be a versatile guy that you've had before. Third reason, if Trent Williams retires after 2024, regardless of what Trent says, we're on a year-to-year watch of Trent Williams right now. What is he, 36 years old?
Mm-hmm.
You still need tackles for 2025. You would need tackles, plural, probably. We know McKivitz is serviceable at right tackle. He can plug in. We know that. And then we talked about the versatility of him being able to slide in at guard or back at the tackle. So to me, it's a smart signing at the money. They're not signing him to be their long-term right tackle for the next 5 years. It's just a good, versatile offensive line signing for a guy that, listen, regardless of what you think of him, and yes, I do think they need an upgrade at right tackle. Absolutely. But he was serviceable enough to get you to within overtime of the Super Bowl. Right? So he wasn't that bad. I mean, they were still able to run a pretty productive offense with him. So do they need an upgrade? Yes. Is this a good depth signing, serviceable starter if you need it? Yes. I think both things can be true there.
For sure. And, you know, when I initially saw it, I wasn't mad. It was just like, what I was worried about was that they're like, yeah, we're good at right tackle. And based on the numbers, I don't think that is what they think. You know, I think they are, like you said, I think if they can't find somebody that they like or somebody in the draft that they like that they think could, you know, could outplay McKivitz, then they still have a right tackle that they know they can win games with because they won a lot of games last season with Colton McKivitz at right tackle. But I think the other thing it does is it gives you flexibility to either A, draft a guard, right, or center at 31, like if Graham Barton falls, right, you've got a guard or a center that you could go with at 31, and now you still have McKivitz there, but you upgrade right guard. Or if you've got a tackle, now you can, like you said, bump McKivitz inside, and now you upgrade two positions at once. And so, you know, I think it's a fine signing. I don't think it's as egregious as some people thought, but I think the fan base really is focused on the offensive line this offseason. And I think rightfully so. You could argue that they've lost two Super Bowls because of their offensive line and the lack of, and the lack of, I don't want to say resources, but they really don't put many resources into the guards outside of Aaron Banks being a second round pick. Everything else that they've tried at guard has been, you know, I mean, Laken Tomlinson was great, but he was, you know, he was a flyer from the Lions, and he turned in.
Just having to work out.
Which, by the way, Laken Tomlinson is available. He was released by the Jets.
He's so, not the same Laken Tomlinson, though. He did not have a good season last year.
Yeah, or the season before. But again,
he's in his early 30s now. Yeah.
Yeah, but you also didn't have Kyle Shanahan coordinating the offense in New York, and so, you know, there is something to be thought of there. But again, that would be a signing to come in and compete. And if he won the job, then great. And maybe that's like, hey, Feliciano went somewhere else. Let's call up Laken or whatever. But Laken played left guard, and Aaron Banks isn't going anywhere. So don't know if that's even, you know, a good move. But I like I said, rightfully so, the 49er fans are like, we need to upgrade the offensive line. And, you know, it just, when you sign McKivitz, it doesn't feel like that's what you think you need to do either. And I think that was part of the reaction. But, you know, there's a lot of offseason left. We really, really, really have to exercise some patience. And that's, again, what Mike Silver said in his thread on Twitter yesterday or the day before, was, you know, you're going to need to exercise some patience. The 49ers aren't going to make a move similar to what they did with Hargrave last year. And they are more searching for value and kind of waiting out the market. And, you know, I think Floyd might be the biggest move they make over these first legal tampering days. But again, we still have tomorrow. There's still a lot of names out there. There are still some big names out there that are available. So just be patient, you guys. That's really all I can say, because if you're not, I think you're really gonna give yourself some stress that you might not need in your life right now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting offseason. I have my concerns, just because this team was so good for so long, and I really thought they had their chance and didn't happen. And I think other teams in the NFC are getting better. And we're starting to see now Arik Armstead is most likely the first domino to fall from the core that has been so good for them to get them to this point. You can bring in other guys. You don't know if they're going to be able to make these same runs, the durability just of, I know Armstead's missed games, but the core being able to play 4 out of 5 seasons, 19, 20 games. It's a lot. It's really hard on your body. It's hard for teams to do. That's why a lot of teams don't do that, unless you have a Patrick Mahomes or a Tom Brady. If you don't have a quarterback like that to play long seasons like this and have a core that can do it. And, you know, Armstead's missed games, but he showed up. He's been there in the playoffs. You know, and Bosa missed a season, but for the most part, he's been there. Fred Warner's been there. Kittle misses games and Debo misses games, but, you know, they've played in these long seasons. So you don't know that you're going to bring in the same type of guys. So it's going to be a really interesting season to retool. And we'll see. I don't know, man. Little shell shock after today, I think, and for the Armstead thing, but we'll see where we go. We got like 6 months to talk about it.
So. Yeah, we do. I I think there's been some interesting moves around the league as well. You know, the Eagles are signing Bryce Huff and Saquon Barkley. It seems like they're, you know, I said something about them getting a lot better. People didn't necessarily think that I was correct, but, you know, part of them getting better is bringing Vic Fangio in and bringing Kellen Moore in. And hey, let's not forget Big Dom will be back on the sidelines, which apparently is part of.
Yeah, they lost Kelsey. You know, they lost, you know, they've Fletcher Cox retired. They've lost some guys too.
But they also have the replacements on the roster already, which is, again, a shrewd shrewd move by Howie Roseman, because Kelsey talks very highly of Cam Jurgens, who will be his replacement. And then, you know, they drafted Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis in back-to-back years. You know, Davis didn't pan out his first two seasons, but you never know. But they've got guys to replace them. Not that, again, you know, Kelsey is a generational talent at center. I think he's a Hall of Famer, just a freak of an athlete at the size that he is. And then it sounds like the Giants and Panthers are working on hammering out a trade. It looks like Brian Burns will be a New York Giant, which eliminates any of those. Eliminates
Niners swing that.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see what the compensation is, because the Giants have a pretty high draft pick. And if they're sending their first round pick, there's nothing that the 49ers could do to beat that. So,
and the Joey Bosa stuff doesn't excite me either. He's declining. He's missed 20 games the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't something, other than the cool part of the Bosa brothers playing together, that wasn't something where I was like, oh, that'd be awesome. Khalil Mack is another older guy, probably Band-Aid. It's probably a year or two. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. Daniil Hunter was the guy I had pegged. He was the guy I wanted.
And he's still out there. So, I think this Floyd signing says that they're not going to be in on Hunter, but we'll see. Yeah. The other thing with Bosa and Mac is that they are owed a roster bonus by the Chargers on Friday. So if the Chargers do decide to cut ties with them, meaning a release and not a trade, they will become available. And again, very similar to Russell Wilson, right? You might be able to entice Joey Bosa to come play with his brother for a vet minimum, right? Because the Chargers are already going to be paying him. And at that point, that's a move you'd make, because there's no reason not to. But again, that's not a signing where you go, yeah, we've got things figured out. You've got things figured out for maybe five games, right? Because that's about as many games as Joey has played the past two seasons. So again, that wouldn't be a move where you're done, right? It's just a move to add depth or whatever. But yeah, it's an interesting, you know, it's an interesting offseason, because they are stuck in the middle of trying to be prudent and not really hamstringing themselves for the future, but at the same time trying to gear up for one more run with this core. And so, you know, those are moves that I think a lot of us probably can't predict, right? There's another guy out there that I think would be awesome on the edge, and that's Josh Uche. He is still out there. I don't know that. Go ahead.
Burns, the trade just went through as we're recording this, and the Giants are giving him 5 years, $150 million, 87.5 guaranteed.
There you go. Yeah.
So that is a giant contract.
And that is not something that the 49ers would be able to give him. And it sounds like the compensation going back to Carolina is a second and fifth round pick, which embarrassing for Carolina, because two seasons ago, the Rams offered them two first round picks and they said no. And then I believe there were multiple teams who were willing to offer a first round pick at the trade deadline this season, and Carolina still said no. And now they franchise him and send him to New York for a second and a fifth. So yikes. That's not a great look for Carolina, but on the same day they gave Robert Hunt 5 years and $100 million.
You know what, like, with these contracts, you see free agency and everybody's like, oh, I want my team to do that. The Niners have already done. The Niners got Nick Bosa. They sent him a huge contract. And Fred Warner and George Kittle and Deebo Samuel. You know, a lot of these teams don't have guys like that they've re-upped and signed. So, but, you know, again, this core is getting older. How are they going to retool? That's what we're going to see. Fascinating offseason. Fascinating.